This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's a bit like Apollo 13, technological disaster followed by a desperate engineering struggle by government employees and contractors. In a conference call with reporters yesterday, federal officials assert that healthcare.gov, the website for people to buy insurance under the Affordable Care Act, is now functional about 90% of the time. Marketplace's healthcare reporter Dan Gorenstein joins us this morning to give us an update. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, David.
So it sounds like consumers are going to have an easier time using this thing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, according to a new report from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the site's performance is up, way up. The error rate, you know, when pages would crash, has dropped from 6% a few weeks ago to less than 1% today. And it's just quicker. At the end of October, consumers were waiting about 8 seconds for a page to load. Now it's under one. But the big thing here, David, is that lots of people can be on the site at the same time, up to 50,000, and the site doesn't crash, which means it can handle about 800,000 visitors a day.
A useful attribute, but consumer use is just part of the equation, right? We've been hearing about the so-called back-end troubles where insurance companies can't get the info they need to complete the enrollments.
Yeah, that's the big question. In the call yesterday, officials said they put in some patches and upgrades to deal with some of those problems. And let's not minimize this issue here. Insurers are saying some consumers believe they've bought plans on healthcare.gov, but the company can't find any record of it. In other instances, key information is missing, like how much federal subsidy someone should receive, so insurers don't know how much to charge. It's a mess, and it could only get worse at the start of the new year.
Which is right when new insurance is supposed to kick in for people who sign up by December 23rd. What is the government's next move now?
While CMS has made all of these upgrades, one of the biggest changes appears to be the management structure. They're now holding war room meetings twice a day to monitor problems in real time. The hope is that this new structure and more time to focus on back-end problems, now that the front end's doing a little bit better, will help them drill down and get to the bottom of this issue.
At the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY, Dan Gorenstein, thank you very much.
Thank you, David.